Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Killing Moon by Chuck Hogan, narrated by Henry Strozier, and directed by Natanya Johnson. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Multimedia Threat, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books. Very deep in the rural backcountry of New England, the town of Black Falls isn't dying so much as quietly fading away. No supermarket, no traffic lights, no ATM, no hope. Donald Maddox, a man with no law enforcement background, indeed no background at all, has returned to his hometown after 15 years to find himself employed as an auxiliary patrolman on a local police force known to inspire more fear than trust in its citizenry. And now, The Killing Moon.
Part 1. Black Falls. Chapter 1. Hell Road. A crack, a spray of flame, and he dropped onto his back on the side of the dirt road. Nothing made sense at first, not the trees overhead, nor the dark sky. The gasping that would not fill his lungs. He heard hissing, and felt a great pressure easing in the center of his chest. A sensation like deflating, like shrinking back into boyhood. His fight-or-flight response failed him, blunted by years of false alarms. In the end, his brain was unable to differentiate between legitimate trauma and the fire drill of another cheap high. The forest was fleeing him on all sides. Light came up in his face that he did not realize was a flashlight, a bright, beaming presence he thought might be divine. 10 minutes earlier, he had been so fully alive, pushing his way through the snagging branches of the borderland state forest, jogging at times, giddy as he followed the full and smiling moon through the treetops. Intensely alive, every part of him, as he had not felt in weeks or even months. He was 2 full days beyond sleep, yet his thoughts remained hyper-focused and particular, his mind blazing pure blue flame. No flickers of orange tonight. No air in the line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?